So a totally drunk man comes upon a preacher baptizing people in the river. So he proceeds right into the water, subsequently bumping into the preacher. So the preacher turns around and is almost overcome by the smell of alcohol. At which point, he says to the drunkard, "Are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk man shouts, "Yes, I am." So the preacher grabs him and dunks him into the water. He pulls him back and says, "Brother, have you found Jesus?" The drunk man replies, "No, I haven't found Jesus." So the preacher, shocked at the answer, dunks him again, but for a little longer. He pulls him out of the water and says, "Have you found Jesus, brother?" The drunk man answers, "No, I haven't found Jesus." By this time, the preacher is at his wit's end and dunks the drunk man again, but this time holds him down for about a minute. However, after some time, he begins kicking his arms and legs, so he pulls him up. Finally, the preacher again says to the drunk man, "For the love of God, have you found Jesus?" The drunk man staggers upright, wipes his eyes, cups up some water, catches his breath, and says to the preacher, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" So today, we celebrate the feast of the Lord's baptism. On this feast day, the question, "Are you ready to find Jesus?" seems to be the right question, especially at the beginning of the new year. And the response of the drunk man also seems to be appropriate. "Are you sure this is the right spot?" However, we don't have to go that far, no? That is to get drunk in order to find Jesus. So why then did Jesus need to be baptized? He had no need of conversion and repentance. He is the sinless one. John was uncomfortable. He was just a messenger. To baptize the Holy One was not proper, was not just. So Jesus reassured him, "Treat me the same." Jesus then allows himself to be baptized by John for some reasons. First, Jesus needs to make himself known to the Jewish people. At the time when iPhones, television, Facebook, and other social media did not exist, Jesus appeared at the River Jordan where John was baptizing. The act of baptism serves as a means to make himself known to the people. It is John the Baptist who announces to the crowds, "Behold the Lamb of God." Two of John's disciples are so moved by Jesus' appearance that they decide to follow Jesus. Second reason, the Lord's baptism is a moment of decision and identification. For 30 years, he has faithfully carried out his Father's will in the ordinary circumstances of his hidden life. Now the Father is calling him to begin his public ministry. By being baptized, Jesus, although he is sinless, identifies himself with the very people that he has come to save. He came to share our humanity. He came to serve sinners by being obedient to his Father, enduring the horrible beating and crucifixion for you and me without saying a word and without being faint, as Isaiah prophesied. Jesus emerged joyous from the water to the divine chorus. In accepting our humanity, we find God's embrace. Here is my beloved. I am well pleased. The truth burst forth today, an epiphany, a manifestation, immediately coming up from the water, as if truth, like a drunk man needing to breathe oxygen, the one true God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. So through his baptism, Jesus announces to the world that his public ministry has begun. In his humanity, he freely chooses to complete this mission and makes a free decision. He will carry out the Father's will to its ultimate consequence. Through his baptism, Jesus identifies himself with all of us, that is, sinful humanity, so that we can come to him filled with total confidence and peace. So as we celebrate Jesus' baptism and the beginning of his public ministry, let us also remember our own baptisms and the beginnings of our own walks with Christ. I remember asking myself, when I was to be ordained priest 32 years ago, so I survived. So I was asking myself, am I sure this is where Jesus fell in and find him? My answer was yes. I just had to trust that God has a plan for me, as he did for Jesus, and as he does for you. So finding Jesus in the here and now, wherever he happens to fall in, we are reminded that it is time for us to go to work, building the kingdom of God and bringing his good news to every person that we come in contact with. We are sent to minister to a world that so desperately needs us, just like Jesus was 2,000 years ago. Minister to God through daily prayer, perpetual adoration, reading of the scriptures, going to mass, or service through St. Vincent de Paul Society, Hope, or at the St. Peregrine Cancer Shrine. May we bear witness to our baptisms with our lives, not just with our words. May we put into action Jesus' good news by the way we care and get involved. And so, like Jesus, we too may be found well-pleasing to God.